Dictation 4, Todd, T-O-D-D, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N, October 1st, 1960. Address as a letter to Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino, follow up for Mr. Hansen with hypertension, resistant, last visit July 2022. He has been multiple times at Mayo Clinic for problems of severe hypertension. Incidental finding of a bronchogenic cyst requiring robotic surgical removal without complications, no malignancy. This is from around November 2022. The last 1 year, problems of dyspnea, workup at Mayo Clinic, a stress test apparently negative. He's seeing lung as well as cardiology specialist. Questions on lung nodules. Denies pyrolem arterial hemoptysis. Dyspnea Muslim activity not at rest. A cardiac cath was done 2 months ago. There was no evidence of stenosis, but he's been told that there was some plaque. Ejection fraction was normal, no valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, used to follow with rheumatology, Dr. Diola, D-I-O-L-A, now follows through University of Michigan rheumatology. Next paragraph, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no stone. Some degree of edema, trying to do salt fluid restriction. He's walking at least a mile a day, but he used to do 3 and now is out of breath. Apparently EGD colonoscopy and multiple CAT scan, there has been no malignancy. Next paragraph, I review pressing medications. There was a very high cholesterol in the 300s, now taking Crestor for the last month. It started recently on Jardiance, 10 milligrams. Blood pressure includes Aldactone, Demadex, Nifedipine, Labetalol, prior blood pressure medication, excuse me, and candesartan, C-A-N-D-E-S-A-R-T-A-N. Prior medications that were discontinued, minoxidil off, Avapro off, Corec off, clonidine off, HCTC off. For obesity, insurance did not approve semaglutide. He denies anti-inflammatory agents. He's off the prednisone, off the Norvasc. Recently added phentermine, P-H-E-N-T-E-R-M-I-N-E for weight reduction. Already lost 14 pounds over the last month. He denies side effects. He's on antidepressants, duloxetine, bicarbonate replacement. Remains on sulfasalazine and Orencia, O-R-E-N-C-I-A, for his polymyalgia rheumatica, question rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight was 226, he was 240 a few months back. Blood pressure 100 over 64 on the right, 98 over 60 on the left. Alert, orientation 3, anxious, normal skin mucosal, no lymph nodes, normal eyes, oral throat mucosa, no JBD, no carotid bruise, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from March. Normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base. Present creatinine at 1.75. A recent high creatinine at 2.07. Last year, September, 1.29. Present GFR, 43. Normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, anemia 12.8, minor increase of white blood cell, normal platelets, elevated sedimentation rate, T-reactive protein, recently, normal albumin liver function test. High triglycerides, upper 200s, high cholesterol and LDL. Recently, low pro-BNP at 43 with normal thyroid. Cortisol suppressed from October last year, 1.4, previously 1.1, being normal 4.5 to 22.7. Next paragraph, in our system, February 2022, renal Doppler did not show peak elevation of peak systolic velocity. There was no evidence of renal artery stenosis. A cutoff of 180, he was, excuse me, let me correct that. A renal Doppler back in February 2022 did show an increase of peak systolic velocity on the right side at 219. Consider positive 180 and more strictly 200. However, follow up of a renal angiogram from April 2022, renal arteries were open, no renal artery stenosis. In our system, the most recent echo from last year, normal ejection fraction, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. Left CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is from last year, July. Fatty liver. Normal kidneys, no obstruction, no stones. At that time, there was probably diverticulitis, mild degree of atherosclerosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There has been resistant hypertension, appears to be primary type. Invasive procedure, no evidence for renal artery stenosis, no evidence for thyroid, adrenal, or acromegaly from prior testing. Blood pressure right now, very well controlled, if anything, in the low side, but he's not symptomatic. Continue physical activity, weight reduction, continue salt restriction, tolerating ARB candesartan, combine alpha beta blocker labetalol, diuretics Demadex and Aldactone, and recently started on Jardiance. Next number, recent acute chronic renal failure, stabilizing, GFR 43, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Urine shows no major activity for blood, protein, or cells, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Next number, anemia without evidence of external bleeding, no indication for EPO treatment. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no need for phosphorus binders. Next number, normal acid base. He's being on bicarbonate replacement. He does not have any diarrhea. This medication potentially can be discontinued. Next number, cholesterol on treatment. Next number, diabetes or hyperglycemia on Jardiance with negative workup for hormonal abnormalities and not on prednisone. Next number, obesity on phentermine. He needs to watch for side effects, including hypertension. Next number, a negative recent cardiac cath for coronary artery disease stenosis. Next paragraph, I review all records over the last few years. Prolonged visit. Including records from Mayo Clinic. Come back on the next 3 months. Consider decreasing the torsemide to only 3-4 days a week. Our goal blood pressure is to keep it under 130 and below 80. He might be a little bit too dry, judging from prior low pro-BNP, which of course that's also affecting kidney function. Multiple imaging ultrasound CT scan shows no major anatomical abnormalities of the kidneys. End of dictation.